You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are dandelions? You hate them, your kids probably love them. They're pretty when they flower and fun to blow the seeds when they dry, and they ruin your yard and tough to kill. Dandelions are flowering plants, considered to be weeds. They're in a family of plants called Asteraceae. Other asters are chrysanthemums, geraniums, lettuce, sunflowers, and chicory. To a botanist, the scientist who studies plants, the formal scientific name for a dandelion is Taraxacum officinale. Dandelions probably originated in Eurasia and are now found all over the world, including your yard. Go out in your backyard, find a dandelion, and you'll easily see some of its characteristics. The leaves are at the base of the stem, close to the ground. Pick it, and you'll see that the stem is hollow. Take a look at the sap, and you'll see it's a milky latex. Examine the flower, and you'll see it's a cluster of hundreds of tiny flowers. Those small flowers, called florets, together make what botanists call a flower head. Finally, try to dig down and get the root. It has a single, long, straight root, which is called a taproot. In fact, it's that long taproot which makes dandelions so hard to kill. You try to pull the root, it breaks, leaving some underground, and then it can regrow. They have a great method for dispersing seeds. After the flowers die and the petals fall off, the flower head dries and becomes that characteristic white puffball. Look carefully, maybe with a magnifying glass, and you'll see that the puffball is made of tiny little parachutes, each one attached to a stalk with a seed at the bottom. The seeds can then drift off on a breeze or a puff of air from your kids. Do you remember that I said the stem is hollow? The plant cells on the inside and outside of the stem are different. The inner cells are better at absorbing water. In fact, here's an activity to try at home. Pick a dandelion. Using a paring knife, carefully cut the stem lengthwise into about 4 or 5 strips. Place the dandelion into a clear glass with water. Wait a few minutes and you'll see those strips start to curl. It's pretty cool. The strips curl towards the outer parts of the stem. What's happening is, as the inside cells absorb water, they swell and push outward. Well, we've just learned a little bit about dandelions. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.